What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here, founder of the Zucchini Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Mega Man. 20th Century Fox has revealed that they are making a movie on it. It didn't necessarily say, I don't know if it was live action or animated.
It's live action.
Live action. They're going to be doing a movie. They don't really know much more than that. They've not said, you know, directors or release date or anything like that. But they have got the rights from Capcom to make one. This was a very interesting kind of development. Wasn't expecting this. I wasn't really expecting 20th Century Fox to really be announcing anything major coming up, especially let alone kind of collecting a license from another company. But it does show that they are still actively pursuing movies going forward, because I'll be honest, Mega Man kind of nicely would fit into the Disney system going forward anyway. You know, it's a very family-friendly character. You know, that kind of fits in quite nicely. You know, it could go on the streaming service, etc. So this may be a good thing going forward. And maybe they decided, well, maybe we'll go a bit safe and do that, and rather than making an R-rated movie. But yeah, definitely interesting to see them do this.
It is. And I think the part that's actually most interesting is the fact that they're going to go live action with it rather than animated. And that's the part that's got me kind of going, I'm not 100% certain this is a great idea. But we'll have to see what they do, because Mega Man is a weird design. Even before you get in the whole, like, stealing bosses' armors and adapting those to his suit or whatever, he's a guy in a blue onesie with a helmet and a gigantic pod attached to his arm. It's weird. It's a very weird design. And I don't know how that's going to translate to a live-action movie without looking absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I think that's one way. You could do the entire movie live action, and then obviously he's CGI, and because essentially the face is the only thing that's going to be humanized. But then we don't want to end up looking like Cyborg from Justice League, where that just looked really odd.
I mean, they could go the way that they're going with Battle Angel Alita, which is basically human, but with a very anime face. Yeah. You know, because you've got the big eyes and whatnot. But you've also got to deal with the fact that Mega Man's, like, tiny. Just remember him from Marvel vs. Capcom 3. He comes up to Captain Marvel's waist. He's barely bigger than the Ghouls and Ghosts guy. So
yeah, it's that kind of thing, isn't it? Yeah, you think about it. If you've never played a Mega Man game, so you could be there going, it's Mega Man. You know, you're kind of this professional wrestling 6-foot, 8-foot, like, monster of a man. No, he's a diddy little boy in a suit kind of thing. I do think it could be good. I do think it could work quite well on the big screen, because I think it would work well as a kid's movie. And the thing is, video game movies are notoriously bad because they can't get they can't translate what happens on the screen. I mean, what are they going to do? Have 6 different bosses, and each time they fly a boss, he gets another part to fight the next boss, and you've got to work out. So the whole part of Mega Man is going from boss to boss to work out what part you need to get to the next boss to beat it. I mean, you know, we only literally saw Mega Man 11 got released this week. Brand new, you know, new version of it. We've seen countless dozens of Mega Man. So he's got a lot of history. He's 30 odd years old. I remember playing Mega Man back on the Game Boy when I was a kid. But Mega Man was never able to transcend to that next level that the other mascots did. He never got to the Sonic, the Mario zones. He stayed at the same level. They never really pushed that character forward in terms of video games. It didn't move on. You know, it's still the same 2D platformer that we've had for the last 30 years.
I might actually debate that point a little bit. While here in the States, in the UK, and Europe, he hasn't really evolved as a character. If you go over to Japan, he is a massive cultural character over there. He's got comic books. He's got animated shows. He's got all sorts of additional storytelling arenas to expand his story. He's on the same level as Sonic and Mario in terms of content and just volume of it out there. And while the gameplay for Mega Man doesn't change much, if at all, from Mega Man 1 all the way up to 11, and then also including X1 through X8, I think was as high as that one went, there are a lot of things to draw on not just the enemies, but, you know, as it moved forward, once you got into the PlayStation era, and so on, they really did start expanding the story and giving more ideas. And there is plenty to draw on there. That said, I'm still just like, I don't know how they're going to possibly do this, at least not keeping a traditional design for the character. They have to go, they have to redesign him for the live screen, live action. Yeah.
Maybe make him a little bit taller and stuff might help. But I don't know. I think the trouble is, if they look at this and go, they are making a kids movie and they aim it at the right audience, they make it the right tone, maybe a little bit of comedy in there, make it a bit lighthearted, make it a nice summer blockbuster for kids. This could work well. I don't think, you know, shouldn't be aiming this at adults. They shouldn't be aiming it at hardcore gamers. They need to go after the next generation of kids and look at it like that. I mean, rather than trying to turn it into something, you know, and keep the budget and everything in line, they probably can do quite well with it. I think there's a feeling that they could hit that mark right well. You know, he takes on the main doctor. I think there's like a doctor that built him and all the rest of it, with a load of different monsters that he has to fight. Have a couple of different big fight scenes, and that could probably work if they keep it simple. Yeah. Kind of like the Transformers, really. Kind of something like very, very simple design, but kids will love it.
I think that, yes, it needs to be aimed at kids. That's definitely true. But ignoring the fandom, ignoring the people who grew up with Mega Man would also be a mistake. For the same reason that, say, the Star Wars prequels made that same mistake. George Lucas designed episodes 1, 2, and 3 for a kid audience and basically ignored all the people who'd grown up with the original Star Wars, and it did not go well for him. You need to have both. Now, it can be primarily for kids. It can be, you know, a simplistic story, big on morals, maybe big on flashiness and big fights, you know, not bloody, but, you know, lots of pretty explosions. You can do all sorts of stuff with Mega Man, because, you know, his blaster can do all sorts of different weapons. You can have the dog, you can have the woman Mega Man, I can't remember her name right now, Zero, I think, is actually the dog, but there has to be something for the adults too. There does have to be more than just a kids movie. It's all well and good, it's a kids property, it's a franchise that's aimed at kids, it's built for kids, but you can't ignore 30 years of people growing up with the title.
No, but there's that thing where you put a few things for the adults and stuff. I think this should be good. I think it'd be interesting to see where they go. I'm not instantly. I think where Mega Man it does fit. I think this could work quite well if they keep the story simple. I mean, I actually think like adding the extra characters, I don't think if you leave that for the sequel. You need to just focus on his origin and all the rest of it and do that whole thing properly rather than trying to flood too many characters in at times. But especially all the different bosses and stuff that they could bring in. Plus, I think, and like I say, it might be a very big hit for Japan, so that could obviously help. And it might do well in like China and stuff like that. This is the thing now, they're going after so many different audiences, it's not always just about the cool one. But we'd love to know what you guys think at home. Get in touch with us on all the different social medias or on the comments below. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Like, follow, subscribe, etc. And James, where they can find you?
You can find me at heroiclegacy.com.
And hello, guys. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.